For all my women out there, I just want you to know that you are a boss. Women have to be at the table for technology and innovation. And if not, we'll simply create our own. Don't feel like you shouldn't be a part of the tech space just because there aren't many women in the room. That's exactly why we need you to be there. Girl, don't forget to rep your set in these tech spaces, aka rep your culture. You are the face of technology. In the face of the future. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Women in Tech Podcast with your host, me, Ariana. This is episode 6 of the Women in Tech Podcast, and I just have to say thank you guys so much for your support. Like, I really, really appreciate it so much, more than you could ever know. I'm averaging close to 100 of you a week, like literally 100 of you a week. And I'm just so excited that you guys are actually tuning in. You guys are giving me some feedback. I see some of you have already rated. A lot of you have subscribed and you're sharing this. I see it on Facebook. I see you guys shouting me out on Instagram. And I just really appreciate you for all of your support. And I want to give a special shout out to Cass Purr. She is from Boston, Massachusetts. She reached out to me and told me about some of her tech projects that she's working on and interested. She has a passion for building technology for those with disabilities, which is so amazing and so important that we build technology that focuses and that is inclusive for any and everyone. So shout out to Casper for reaching out to me. And yeah, guys, you guys too, you guys can also reach out to me. I want to know more about the tech projects that you're working on. Maybe it's something I can help you with. Maybe it's something I've never even heard of, but I really want to know what you guys are into, what are some of the things that you like. That also helps me when I'm focusing on topics about the podcast, and I can focus on things that you guys are really interested in. Remember also, guys, in addition to the regular podcast, I will be sharing a funding opportunity specifically for female founders and or people of color. And that's just something that I felt like would be, you know, helpful and beneficial. So you're just not just listening to me talk about tech and tech news and projects, but you're also getting something additional to knowledge and exposure in tech, but you're getting something that can actually physically like help you. So this episode, guys, this is episode 6 again of the Women in Tech Podcast. The title of this one is $100,000 funding opportunity for African-American women. And this competition is brought to you by Shea Moisture. Shea Moisture is the international personal care company. And, you know, they make all the shampoos and conditioners. I mean, you see them everywhere. Walmart, Target, CVS, Walgreens, wherever you can find Shea Moisture. And it's also brought to you by the New Voices Fund. And New Voices Fund is basically a $100 million fund that's created to empower women of color who are entrepreneurs, and who, whether you've been an entrepreneur for a while, you just started, or you're thinking about becoming one. And so they really help to provide access to capital and expertise to help women succeed in entrepreneurship, which I think is just so important, right? And a super quick fact, but Shea Moisture was actually founded in 1991 by two Liberians, Naima Tupman. Their names are Naima Tupman and Richard Luke Dennis, in the middle of Harlem, which I think is pretty dope that they are finding ways to just give back and support into their community, specifically communities of color, and grant opportunities for those who don't, you know, have access and connections to maybe that rich uncle who can loan them $50 or $500 or $5,000 or even $50,000 in cash. So yeah, super quick fact. But also, this competition is hosted by Oracle as well. And the name of the competition is Pitch Black. And so basically Pitch Black, they are targeting specifically African-Americans for this competition. But if you're African-American, you're a female, they want to fund businesses and nonprofits in need of startup funding and also mentorships. They are looking for ways to take businesses and startups and founders to new levels and new heights. And again, this startup pitch competition is specifically for Black female entrepreneurs. And the theme of the competition is the future is still female. And so on Saturday, March 9th in Austin, Texas, female founders and co-founders will have the opportunity to present their business idea for a chance to win $100,000 in cash prizes and mentorship. There will be 10 finalists who will pitch their business on March 9th. And you will be pitching in front of a panel of judges and also an audience. So awesome. And each contestant will have 5 minutes to pitch their idea. And you'll also have 5 minutes of questions from the audience and the judges. So I have experience from pitching in front of judges and also in front of an audience. But it was the setup that I had. So I did a competition last summer called 100 Ideas, funded by Start Garden in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So shout out to Start Garden for funding me. All the awesome, they just do so much awesome stuff. Maybe one day I'll specifically do like an episode just specifically talking about Start Garden, because there are resources that you guys can benefit from them too. But basically for the competition I had, it was definitely over like 1,000 people who were at the competition, but I didn't have to pitch in front of the audience wasn't quiet and I had to pitch. Like, we had tables and then people were coming up to you asking you questions, which in my case, I think that's more intense than just having 5 minutes on a, you know, stage, because it's like you have people who can literally just like literally hundreds of people who can just come up to you and ask you questions. And on top of that, the competition was like 2.5 hours long, 2 hours long, I think. So basically I had 2 hours of questions standing and pitching to multiple people, asking all kinds of questions. So I think this is a little bit more lighthearted. I mean, you still have to come with your A game, of course, if you're going to do this competition. But this one's a little bit more lighthearted. You'll be on a stage. You have 5 minutes of questions. You have 5 minutes to pitch. And then there will be judges and the audience will be able to ask you questions as well. And so if you're a current business or a nonprofit, you are totally eligible to apply for this competition. And you can be any type of business. You can be a tech business, food, software, retail service. Any type of business is totally welcome to apply for this competition. So yeah, don't think just because this is the Women in Tech podcast that this, you know, you have to be in tech in order to apply this competition. Not true at all. And maybe definitely in the title of this podcast, I'll definitely put like, don't have to be in tech or something. I don't know. I just want to make sure that people know that this is totally accessible for anyone who, you know, wants to apply. And also what I thought was interesting is that even if you have just an idea, you can actually apply for this competition. You just have to prove, right, and show a clear path that your business idea, a startup, whatever you want to call it, can actually generate revenue. So you need to prove that this business can actually make money, and it's just not something that, you know, you want to reinvent the wheel and sell it because you think it's pretty and pink and cool. Also, this competition will be a part of the infamous South by Southwest Film Festival, which will be in Austin, Texas this year. And you don't need tickets to go to South by Southwest conference. This competition is open to the public. So if you make it to the finalists, you don't have to have a ticket to go South by Southwest, because at that point you're already about a part of the competition. But even if you want to just watch the competition and you just want to go for that particular piece, it's open to the public and it's totally free to attend the event. And if you do make it to the final 10, again, this pitch competition does not include travel or hotel, so they won't be covering you. You basically got to get there however you can get there to be a part of this opportunity. But obviously, if you make it to the final 10 to potentially win $100,000, I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer. Like, you should be figuring out some type of way, I don't know, give away some plasma, start a side hustle, build some websites, whatever it is you got to do, walk some dogs to get to that competition. I think this would be like a super great opportunity. And if you're really serious about building a startup, or if you already have a business, must apply. I mean, you just have to. I mean, what do you have to lose? If they don't accept you, okay, all right, you in another week, I'll be posting a different opportunity that you can apply to or attend. So don't get discouraged, and don't worry about other people who have, you know, I always say like, there are so many good ideas. Everyone has a good idea, but it means nothing if you don't put any execution behind it. And if you're not actually doing anything towards it, that's going to push it forward. Even if you don't make it to the final 10, or even if you do, there's still more work to be done. And don't be discouraged about other people having good ideas. There are millions and billions of people have ideas, but it's really all about what kind of power are you putting behind it and what kind of team are you building to help support you to build those things. So yeah, guys, make sure you apply to the competition. I will post the link to the competition below. Make sure you guys totally check it out. Again, guys, I thank you so much for just all of your support, for supporting this podcast every week. I can't believe there are almost 100 people listening to this every single week. Continue to share this with your friends. Don't forget to rate and subscribe to this podcast as well. So yeah, guys, that's all I kind of have for this episode. And I really appreciate you guys again. And yeah, I will talk to you guys again next week. You are the face of technology and the face of the future.